As workers pack a van destined for a food pantry in North Liberty, Food Reservoir Director Amanda Pieper walks the aisles of the distribution center that supplies more than 80 food pantries in eastern Iowa.
As you can see, we have a lot of empty shelves, and it's a good problem and a bad problem to have. Good that it's moving, bad that it's not coming in.
The warehouse north of Cedar Rapids distributes food for 7 counties. Pieper says that during the economy's sluggish recovery, demand for food assistance has grown steadily over the past 3 years.
But we're hopeful that, you know, the holiday season, it's a giving season, and we'll make it through.
This year, they're already on track to distribute 3 million pounds of food. That's nearly a million more pounds than just 3 years ago. Pieper says the Food Reservoir's partner agencies served 4,000 more households in 2013 than the year before.
It's the one medical bill, it's that one car repair, it's losing a job or getting hours cut back, providing for their family. And that, you know, again, they've always had means to make ends meet, and now they're starting to see their resources run out.
Tomato soup.
In November, the Food Reservoir increased its distribution by 20,000 pounds of food a week. Pieper attributes part of that demand to some supplemental nutrition assistance benefits being cut when federal stimulus money stopped flowing. For some families, it was just a few dollars taken off their monthly allotment. For others, it was more. That's what happened to Hien Huang, who moved to Iowa from Vietnam 20 years ago and waited outside the crisis center of Johnson County before it opened for the day.
It almost cut me and my wife. $24 a month, you know.
$24 a month?
Yeah.
The doors open and a line of people rush in from the cold. Food pantries typically see an increased demand during the winter months when seasonal jobs end and heating bills spike. But further cuts to SNAP are expected when the farm bill is passed. Food bank director Sarah Benson-Witry says she's been seeing families who saw their salaried jobs with benefits turn into hourly or part-time work during the recession. She says those jobs haven't come back in many cases.
And their hours also might be unpredictable. So some weeks they might work 30 hours a week at a job, and other weeks they might only get 10. That makes it really hard for them to get a second job and still plan for things like childcare, transportation. But it also means that they don't know what their income is going to be from month to month.
Iowa City has a higher cost of living than many parts of the state. Benson-Witry says that takes a toll on low-wage workers.
And in some ways, the economy has bounced back. The economy for low-income workers has not bounced back, and it stayed just as bad as it was at the start of the recession.
That's why Benson-Witry says food pantries throughout the state will be relying heavily on donors and volunteers in the coming months. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.